Hey everybody, this is Emma from The Big Bellied Yogi, a podcast that shows you that it is possible to follow your dreams, be active, and be healthy at any size. As a yoga teacher who dares to show up in life in a larger body, I'm keen to share my life experiences, expert research, and practical lifestyle and fitness tips so you can feel comfortable in your body, no matter your size. Welcome to the show. Hello, my lovely ones, and welcome back to the podcast. And in this episode, I really wanted to have a chat about the three big changes that happen. Well, three of the big changes. I think there's actually a lot more than three, but three really big and probably unexpected changes that happen when you learn to let go of diet culture, break free from diet culture, and, you know, start to live on your own terms when it comes to food. Because it's not just about the food. It's not just about accepting your body as it is. It's not just about, letting go of rules. It's a lot of things. So I really hope that you have a listen to this and understand, maybe if you are still in a diet mentality, which is totally understandable because that's the world we live in, but how it might be holding you back from certain elements of your life and how you may be able to find freedom and peace from letting go of diets in the end. So one of the big shifts that I really want to share is that when people break free from being on diets all the time, they actually feel physically energized for the first time in ages. Because the thing is, we're led to believe that having the perfect diet is what makes us feel great. You know, we'll feel amazing if we just eat just all the right food. But the truth is that most diets will lead you to being undernourished and underfed. So many diets recommend, 1,200 calories a day or 1,500 calories a day. And that's enough food for a primary school child. Now, I know probably primary school kids or, 4-year-olds are much more active than we are as adults, but they're also much smaller than we are as adults. So we definitely need to be eating more food than a child. And, it's funny, you sometimes hear people say, parents say about their young kids, oh, they eat as much as I do. And it might not be that your kid's eating too much, it's that you're not eating enough. So when we don't eat enough food, we are going to be tired. Makes sense, right? But the other thing is, and something that's not widely known or widely talked about, is that we're often undernourished when we're on diets. We often don't receive enough nutrients because we might be cutting out whole food groups like, carbs. But carbs have an important place in our diet. You know, they do actually help us with feeling energized, getting our brains to function properly. And we miss out on essential nutrients when we're cutting out big groups of food like that. And so we feel tired all the time. And I know that one of the things that has massively changed for me since I've stopped dieting is that in general, I have a lot more energy than I used to have. I have periods of time where I don't. I'm not superhuman. But in general, I'm a lot more energized than I ever used to be when I was on diets. And the other thing is this. If you are undernourishing yourself, underfeeding yourself, it's no wonder that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon you're craving chocolate or sugar, because you need that energy boost. And then you feel guilty because you succumb to that and then you've got to go back on another diet. So it's this self-fulfilling prophecy. It's this, treadmill that you get on that you can't get off. So from a physical perspective, there's a huge change when we give up diets. Now, of course, underlying all of that is you've got to learn to accept your body as it would be when you're not on a diet, which might mean you might be a few kilos heavier than you are now, or, not the perfect body that you want. And there's a whole other thing I could talk about with that, but that's not the topic today. But I just want you to think about that as well. That's that, you know, that we can't ignore that. But yeah, getting rid of diets doesn't mean just eat all the junk food in the world, but it does mean that you will get enough nutrients, you will get enough physical energy, like calories in, to support your busy lifestyle. Because if you're anything like me, you're probably quite a busy person and you need food to fuel that. So that's the first big shift that can happen for people when they stop dieting. The second thing is a little bit more subtle, and it's really got nothing to do with bodies. And that is that diets teach us to be good and to follow the rules. Now, I'm not saying you should go out there and break the law. That's not what I'm talking about. But when we're on this diet mindset and we've been following rules all our lives and we're following the plan, you know, when it comes to diets, then that means that we are more likely to follow the rules in other ways. You know, get the job that's expected of us, find the partner that's expected of us, you know, do all the things that are expected of us. And if those things make you genuinely happy, then that's fantastic. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you are doing things for other people that don't make you happy, that make you follow the, you know, you're following the rules, being a good girl, doing the right thing, but inside you're desperately unhappy, that's no good. That's not a good place to be. So you really want to focus on doing the things that light you up, doing the things that make you feel good. And so when we ditch diets and we allow ourselves to eat food that tastes really great, that nourishes us, and you know, that lights us up, that makes us feel good on a physical level, but we also get that kind of emotional, spiritual level where we're able to sort of break some of those self-imposed rules, and it can lead to having better boundaries. So you say no more often, do the things that make you feel good, and that can lead to better self-care, you know, getting more sleep or doing more of your own hobbies or doing the things that light you up and make you feel good. And that's a huge shift to make in your life, you know. Yes, we're here to love other people and to help other people, but we're not here to do that at the expense of our own lives. And sometimes, you know, that diet culture mentality, that follow the rule mentality, leads us there. So when we ditch diets, we get to free ourselves from that mentality as well. And the third thing that I really love seeing when people give up diet culture is that they stop waiting. So many people are waiting to lose 5 kilos, 10 kilos, 30 kilos before they'll do the things that they really want to do. You know, once I look a certain way, I'll book that trip. Or once I look a certain way, then I'll start a dance class. I was in a dance class for a while this year, and there was talk of going into doing a concert, you know, which is a bit scary as adult dancers who haven't danced since we were kids, you know. But there were women there who were saying, I won't do it unless I lose 10 kilos or something. You know, what a shame. Or people, you know, really hold themselves back from trying to get a new job or trying to look for that new relationship or trying to do the thing that they really want because they think they need to look a certain way before they're allowed to have that thing. So, of course, when you ditch the diet mentality and when you ditch diet culture and you break free from the rules and you learn to accept the body you have now, don't have to love it, don't have to say I'm so proud of it, but you know, you learn to accept that's who you are, in the same way your feet are a certain size and you're a certain height, then you're able to follow your dreams right now, whatever that is. And, you know, being a certain size is not a prerequisite to follow your dreams. You can find large bodied people doing anything that you want to do in the world. You know, you can be famous, you can be a marathon runner, you can go on trips, you can be rich, you can do all the things you want at any size body. It doesn't have to be a thin body. And think about it, you can think of examples of any, you know, anything, any size people, you can find it. And so that's a huge one. Don't, you know, stop waiting for something to change in your body for you to be able to follow your dreams. So those are three huge shifts that happen when people break free from diet culture. And of course, that's what I'm helping people do in my 6-month private coaching program. And that's the shifts that I see happen all the time. And they happen, you know, step by step, one bit at a time. It doesn't all unravel at once, but it's a beautiful thing to watch. So if you're interested in learning more about my one-on-one coaching program, you can go to emmapaulette.com/body-respect to find out more. And I'll put a link in the show notes as well. But think about it. Think about what it'd be like to feel truly energized for the first time in years, to be able to follow your dreams, not wait anymore, and to be able to do what you want rather than following all the rules. It makes a huge difference. Believe me, I've been there. I've been in the other way. Now living in this more freedom-based way, and it is so much better. So I hope this is helpful, giving you some food for thought, and I'll put that link in the show notes and speak to you soon. Take care. The Big Bellied Yogi is brought to you by me, Emma Paulette, an anti-diet personal trainer, health coach, and yoga teacher. Head over to emmapaulette.com to download your free intuitive movement workout kit.